You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." I want you to see how very personal this particular scripture is. Imagine Jesus standing in front of you and asking you, "Do you love me?" If somebody who knows all things is asking you, "Do you love me?" You should panic, because that's the person you can't lie to. That's the person who can ask you, "Do you love me?" And there is no way you can fake your answer. You see, as a human being to human being, you can lie to somebody and say, "I love you so much. You mean so much to me." Yet you are planning harm against that person. But you can't do that with Jesus. He is not asking you because he does not know. He's asking you so that you can know for yourself whether you love him or not, and to understand that it's important to him. The first thing he said is, "Do you love me more than this?" Now, people have asked that, what are those things? The reason the Lord didn't specifically mention those things is because it could be anything in your life. Is there anything that is competing with the love of Jesus? Is there anything for which you can compromise Christ? Is there anything like that? Is there anything that will make you to say, "Damn Jesus Christ, let me enjoy this sin. Let me enjoy this pleasure." Jesus is asking you today. It's not me. He's asking you. He said, "Do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than this? Is there anything in this world or on earth that you love more than Jesus? If there's something like that, that thing is your God, and you don't love Jesus." And then he went again to say that, "Do you love me?" And I see Jesus so much interested in this. Do you love him? Many times we've been interested in Jesus doing this for us, answer our prayers, do all of this for us. But he's asking you today, you, do you love me? Is your life about me? Do you love me? And this is the only question we see that Jesus asked three times. Did you know there is no other thing in the scripture that Jesus asked three times? This is the only time Jesus asked a question three times, because he wants you to know that ultimately that is what matters. And I want you to notice, Jesus didn't ask this question at the beginning of the commencement of Peter's walk with him. He's asking this question at his departure, after he had invested in him. So all that Jesus was doing was to bring Peter to a point where he sincerely loved Jesus. And you will notice that at each response of Peter, Jesus will say, "Do something for me. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep." Why? Because genuine service for Christ must be out of a personal love for Jesus. So you can't say, "Well, they don't care about me in this place, so I'm just going to stop doing whatever I'm doing." That means you don't love Jesus. Jesus must be the only motive for your service. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.